If you're keeping it real podcast listener, then you know without a doubt how crucial sleep is to optimizing every aspect of your health. And that's just one of the reasons that I'm obsessed with Cozy Earth's bedding and loungewear. The first time I felt it, it was so soft and so cozy, I literally did not want to get out of bed. I mean, I did, but I didn't want to. And I'm so obsessed with it that I even take the loungewear with me on all my summer getaways. Because, I mean, why not have an amazing night's sleep and feel just as awesome whether you're at home or on the go? And I've gotten Cozy Earth products for the kids, my wife, my parents, and they rave about it. So you need to check it out right now. I mean, let Cozy Earth be your trusty companion on all of your healthy adventures. Again, whether you're at home or on the go. And I've got even better news. If you go to CozyEarth.com, you can unlock an exclusive 35% off with the code Jillian. Because guys, it's time to prioritize your well-being. Again, whether you're in a staycation in the comfort of your own bedroom or you're out on a wild adventure. CozyEarth.com, 35% off when you use the code Jillian. When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Say thank you very much for being so gracious last night at our dinner.
Gracious?
Yes, you were lovely. It was lovely. You were very, I felt very, I got to hang out at your fancy place. I have to tell you, though, when I went to the fancy place, and Jill, just so you know, I was asked out for dinner with Jillian and some of her business people.
Business people.
Some business people. I was brought along as the dancing routine, but no.
Yeah.
And I was brought, and anyway, when I pulled up, I said, cause I didn't know where I was going. I've never been to this place. And so I go, so I pulled up to the fancy dancy valley and I said, he goes, where do you want to go? He goes, do you want to be here? And I said, he said, yes, I'm meeting some people here for dinner. He goes, are you sure you don't want the... Because I'm in my rental, right? And I said, are you sure you don't want the steakhouse around the corner? Like, what, the Sizzler? I said, no, I'm supposed to be here. He goes, are you sure? And I said, yes, I'm supposed to be here. Would you like to take my rental car and park? It was so bizarre, but I was just thinking. And okay, granted, I was in my Storm Rider jean jacket.
Storm Rider. Let me be clear. You were in a jacket that looked like you found it in a thrift store that was about 6 sizes too big, that was faded and not cool faded. I mean, like stonewashed denim with a corduroy collar, three thousand sizes too big. I mean, it looks like 1991 over there.
No, you said to me when I walked in, you went... You know, Jillian, God bless you. Jillian was standing waiting with the other people in the party to take us up to the fancy. And you just turned to me and you were so polite in front of those people. You went, I haven't seen a jacket like that since 1972.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. So for those of you who don't know, there's a members club in Los Angeles and New York and Miami and Los Angeles and Berlin. It's called the Soho House.
It's fancy.
Yeah,
it's really pretty.
It's convenient for business dinners and stuff. People go there and they have business dinners, or some of them are hotels. The one in LA is just a restaurant and like a lounge. So we had a dinner at the Soho House. Janice shows up looking like Wolverine.
It wasn't okay.
I'm not kidding, Jake. The hair, the gel, it was in full effect.
When you come from a very cold climate and then you come down here, things happen to the hair. I did my best.
And then, right? Here's this guy from this Fortune 500 company. And they're at a show right downtown, so he has his name tag on, and Janice looks at him. This was amazing. We're in the elevator going up, and she just stops, and she looks at him and cocks her head to the side and goes, "You know, I forgot my name tag." Because he had his name tag on.
Where's the name tag to the fancy restaurant?
And
tuck it on your
was pissed. And I was like, well.
Good one, Janice.
Yeah, I was like, that's done.
Killed that
that's
deal.
Over. Yeah, that's right. He was like, I can't even remember what he said. It was very literal. It was something about like, oh, I got to go back to this thing or whatever. And I was like, well, thank you so much for coming. I apologize for the Wolverine. Really love your company.
But
all
what
right.
I liked is how you were so gracious to me as you kept smiling like, like I wanted to kill you.
You wanted to kill me?
Oh, no, you wanted to kill me. Oh,
I wanted
God.
To kill you?
Oh, no.
Why did I want to kill you?
No, I'm kidding. You were very, it was lovely. It was lovely. You and I don't get a chance to go out socially very much. And I promise next time we go out socially,
yeah,
I won't wear my jacket. It won't be so cold.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. It was, and it had matching stonewashed jeans.
Oh, no.
It did, Jake.
No, they weren't stonewashed.
It did. It had matching stonewashed jeans.
But
tucked into
no,
its Timberlands.
No dress code implemented in this place?
There is. Yeah.
How did?
Because I'm famous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were wearing flip-flops. What are you talking about?
I'm famous.
Oh. You know what was weird is somebody smoked in there last night.
It's a private club. You can.
I was like looking around going, you got to be careful.
I know, it's a private club. You can.
Really?
I know, yeah. I know.
Thank God, because I was going to go over and say, hey, Chuckle Chops, could you put out the smoke? I'm eating here.
Yeah, Chuckle Chops.
Thank goodness.
Chuckles? Mr. Chops?
Mr. Chuckle Chops?
Yeah.
Well, it was very nice. Yeah. I know I got nowhere to go with this, but I just wanted to say thank you.
Was there a point to this segment? Or?
No, not really. I just wanted to say thank you for supper last night. I had a lovely piece of salmon. You know what really bothers me about when you eat is how God, I was so angry at you last night. I just wanted to jump over the table and beat you.
What?
Because you ordered the salad with the sauce, what do you call it? The dressing on the side, which you always do, I know, but you were so like, and then you took your fork and you sprinkle it. I was just like, ah, damn it, she does.
But wait.
Look how.
Think of it like this. Hold on.
Well, you're just so damn
disciplined. No. I went home and I ate my treats. Because here's the thing. I am not going. I think of my calories like dollars. And I am not going to, you know, you only have so much to spend, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to waste calories on salad dressing. Excuse me.
No.
I saved it.
That's a good point.
I saved it for some peanut butter fudge that we had at home.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, I just was looking at you going, man, God, how can she? I would just dump that stuff on.
No.
Oh,
she's a public image to maintain.
I
she
do.
Is perfect.
Well, I just hoovered that whole table. Did you see me? Man, there's stuff all over the place. Are you going to finish that? Hey! Hey!
Well, that's because Giancarlo ate half of your meal.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do boys do that?
When people go out and eat?
Oh, I always try to buy him food, right? And he's always like, no, I have a dinner. Or no. And then the poor guy, I'm like, you know, I grew up an only child. I'm not good at sharing.
Oh, really?
I'm like, all right, go, you know, go ahead. You have to feed them.
But that's true. I have been out with people where they go, no.
And they're starving.
And then
why do they do that? Food. Drives me crazy.
No.
It's a guy thing I see.
Men never know what they want. We don't know what we want.
Really?
I don't know what you want.
Really?
You get the pizza and then your buddy's eating, you know.
Yeah,
like,
then I had a salad and he was like, wanted chicken to put on the, I was just like, men, so weird.
Well, all I can say is thank you very much for the lovely evening.
Mm. Even though you completely blew that deal for me.
Even though I've screwed the deal up.
I forgot my name tag. And the look on his face.
wears a name
he
tag.
He was pissed off. Well,
I'm just imagining Janice just running in here. Hidey ho, everybody.
Yeah, Jake. Wow. I have a photo.
I would
and
love
underneath
to see
it
that.
Was like some strange sort of like Hare Krishna kind of top. Like literally like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Remember I danced with them in Toronto when we were in
Toronto.
I do.
I'm not kidding though. I say that honestly. Like it looked like it was like some sort of flowy kind of.
I thought I looked very feminine. I thought I had a very, I thought
in
I was.
In the Timberlands.
No, I wore my cowboy boots.
Mm. Is that what that was?
You do look good today though. Your outfit is fine. It's acceptable.
Thank you.
Good is a strong word.
Acceptable.
Acceptable. Yes. It's today is gray shoes, gray sweats, and a gray t-shirt. Yeah. It's like a leisure suit.
I'll eat that. Eat my radish on that.
Oh, delicious.
Thank you, Neil.
It's BlueApron.com time. What am I talking about? Okay, check this out. BlueApron.com is a delivery service. And what they do is deliver ingredients for recipes that you choose directly to your door. So you get all the healthy advantages by preparing your food at home. And here are the benefits. You don't have to go to the supermarket and waste your time and end up buying a bunch of stuff that you don't need or have to buy 3 chicken breasts just to make enough food for one person. They give you the exact right amount of ingredients for any recipe on the website that you want. It's calorie controlled and portion controlled, of course, which are the same thing. You should know that as my listeners. It's easy to prepare. All you got to do is go to blueapron.com/Jillian and you can get 3 meals per week for 2 people starting at $9.99 per person with free shipping. Blue Apron is a subscription service, but there's no commitment. You can cancel anytime that you want to. You just go to blueapron.com/Jillian and it's great for families, people on the go, couples who want a healthier lifestyle, but it's very, very convenient, which is what I love so much about it. Again, check it out today, blueapron.com/Jillian. It's Audible time! Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio information, books, entertainment, you name it. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. If you want to listen to it, Audible has it. With over 100,000 titles and virtually every genre, you will find what you're looking for. Right now, I am listening to A Discovery of Witches. I'm ashamed to admit it. I didn't read Twilight, but I am reading this, and I bet you'll enjoy it too. If you want to judge, judge. That's what I'm reading. And guess what? Audible is giving away to our listeners a free audiobook and a 30-day trial by signing up at www.audiblepodcast.com/exercise. That's audiblepodcast.com/exercise. www.audiblepodcast.com/exercise. You know how we often talk about how when we act in avoidance of the things we fear, we create them? Remember we talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, you've talked about how you... Oh,
wow. Whoa. Holy, did something short circuit in there? It's all the hair product.
Totally.
Seeped
didn't
into your
look
brain.
Like I just short circuited. It's like I just powered down and vroom.
Yeah, what the?
No, you say, there's what a term the? You say that you will bring on what you think.
What well, is, well, okay, yeah. What you believe you'll achieve, and what you the things you think about will manifest. And,
right, manifest. That's
but it. I think a lot of times people say, oh, there's a really new agey like manifest sort of spiritual bent that sounds silly to that. But the reality is, the things that you think do occur because they affect your behavior, and with fear. I've talked about this before, but the more afraid we are of something happening, the more we act in avoidance of the fear, and that behavior will inevitably, I'm going to give you examples, will inevitably create the fear. So I've talked about it before a little bit on the show, but I think it's been sort of like that, a bit sort of esoteric, and people are like, yeah, right, okay, sure, don't act in avoidance of my fear. But I have seen two examples that are so overwhelming to me recently that I couldn't help but bring it up again to point it out to people and ask our listeners to look at their lives and see where they might be doing the same things. So a friend of mine's mother-in-law has got this big thing about being the best grandma. She has to be the best grandma, right?
Oh, dear. Okay.
And anyway, so it's like she's got to be the best grandma. And something had started with his kid, where his kid had made a comment, like a young kid had made a comment that the other grandma let her stay up late, really late. And it triggered this guy's mother-in-law. It really like hurt her feelings and upset her. And even though she didn't act like it, it upset her. And, it did. It affected her, right? And she started acting in a certain way towards the kid. And this kid had had no preference of grandparents. None. No, loved both grandparents equally. No, I want this grandma or I want that grandma. None of that. Anyway, so it had affected her and it had hurt her and it had made her start to behave in such a way toward the child that actually made the child start to favor the other grandmother.
Yeah.
And she would make little comments, you know, about it to the kid, or, oh, I know your favorite grandmother lets you blah, 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 or little things like that. And without realizing it, and she was more like hurt. And so because she was hurt,
sure, yeah,
she was making sort of agitated comments towards the child, or she was more agitated with the child. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't, because it had damaged her ego, she wasn't realizing the ways in which she might be saying something to his kid or behaving towards the kid that ironically made the child start to gravitate towards the other grandma. And something happened where both grandmas had been at the house and one grandma said something, or the grandma who kind of had her feelings hurt had said something in an agitated fashion towards the kid. And you know what the kid did? The kid ran to the other grandma crying for comfort.
Oh, wow.
And he was like, how profound is this? Like, this was never an issue until it became her issue.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the way she responded to her issue sent the kid towards the other grandma. And I then saw something happen in my household with Lou, where, and this is normal, right? Kids have sibling rivalry issues. And I grew up an only child. You know, I have a 24-year-old brother and a 20-year-old sister, but I'm 39. I didn't even know my sister until...
These are your half
siblings. Yeah, my half siblings, yeah. Right. I didn't even meet my sister until she was 10. So I never had sibling rivalry. I experienced a different reality of feeling lonely.
Right.
Right? But now that I have two kids, I'm like, wow, this is a complex dynamic. I mean, all they do is beat the crap out of each other all day long. We went to Disney World, and they were side by side in a stroller without a divider. And it was like, bam, whap, bam, whap. He's hitting me. Whap, whap. I mean, the whole, all the way down from attraction to attraction, they just beat the snot out of each other on every freaking Disney World. I was like, I looked at other strollers to see if other kids were punching each other in the face and smacking it. And so it's crazy, right? So as the baby is no longer a baby, you know, he's 20 months old now. He's like, he's talking a little bit. He's,
oh my goodness.
You know, he's can do all the things she can do. He can walk, he can run, he can jump, he can throw, he can wrestle. He can do all the things that Luke can do. So he's engaged, mm-hmm, in a way that he really hadn't been before. You know, her and I would wrestle for, you know, an hour every night. And he, you know, wasn't able to do that. Now he runs and chases and I throw him and tickle him and hold him upside down. And so... something that was just her and I is now me, her, and the baby.
Right.
Who's no longer a baby, but of course we all call him baby, which we've got to stop doing. So anyway, her jealousy of her brother is intense. I mean, holy cow. It's so intense. intense. It's intense. Wow. And it's like, baby can't play. Baby can't get up. Baby can't have the such and such. Baby can't pet the dog. Baby can't blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's constant, right? And then, like, you'll be playing catch with the baby and she'll stand in front of you so you can't throw to the baby. Or you'll be reading the baby a book and she'll push him out of the way and sit on your lap. And what, of course, happens, right, is Lou ends up getting, like, a timeout or, you know, you have to sit in the corner and she doesn't. Then guess who's no longer playing at all? Lou.
Right.
And she'll become, whether it's friends that are over or family that's over, like, you know, my mom, who's so close with Lou, and my mom's like, I had to have her sit down for 5 minutes because I couldn't even pick up the baby to change his diaper because Lou has like owned my mom to a certain extent because the baby was so attached to Heidi for such a long time. Now he knows my mom. He wants my mom. He's familiar with my mom. So now my mom comes over and he's like, Grandma, you know,
right.
Same response that Lou has because he's getting older. So anyway, her fear that the baby would be favored or get more attention is creating behaviors that will force her to sit out and the baby will get more attention. You know, she'll shove him and it's like, baby, are you okay? And then, you know, or Lou, you can't, no, you're not allowed. Now you need a timeout. You have to, you can't do this or blah, blah, blah. And then of course, all the attention will go to Phoenix,
right.
Or Phoenix will get all the playtime because Lou's in a timeout. And I was like, Jesus. So again, we've talked about this on the show, but I have just seen it so intensely and I just find it to be so ironic. So I really just want to say, whatever it is in your life that you have anxiety about, whether it's a coworker that is going to get the better of you. And so instead of focusing on your job, you might focus on something involving the coworker, mm-hmm. and then your job will suffer. And then who gets? Because you're so focused on being angry at the coworker, who then gets all the accolades because your work wasn't up to par. Or you're so worried that the girlfriend's going to leave you or cheat on you that you call her all the time, and you're completely smothering, and you're completely obsessive, and you end up driving her away, and she ends up leaving you. Or the same behavior that I've seen with my kid, and that's why when I say if you act in avoidance. Act to avoid or act out of reaction to the things you fear, you will create those things. And then people don't realize how they've created it or how they've contributed to the dynamic, and it reinforces their fear. So it's like, I knew I wasn't the favorite. I knew baby was the favorite, and it makes it worse.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've tried, we've started sitting down and being like, sweetie, of course, it's normal to feel like jealous or it's normal to feel this way. But, this is your brother and you guys have to love each other and you have to share and you got to be there for each other. And, it's going to take years to really get that to sink in. But we keep trying to, everybody gets their turn to play and, all of that. But that's really what I want you to think about because it becomes that's what a self-fulfilling prophecy is. That's exactly what a self-fulfilling prophecy is. And where you might want to look at it and go, oh, I'm a victim of this dynamic. No, you're the creator of that dynamic. And that means, although it might be tough to hear, it's also within your capability to change that dynamic by looking at the things you're afraid of and by the ways you respond that are fear-based and how those choices affect the outcome of your rally and make a different choice. So for example, if there's that coworker that you're worried is going to get the promotion or you think, they're better than you, maybe it's a conversation of like looking at the coworker and the things you admire about them and then taking on those traits in your own work. Or saying, if you're dating somebody who doesn't make you feel safe and secure, maybe you need to date somebody else. Or if it's no, this is an old pattern, maybe instead of ruining the relationship you have and manifesting that pattern, maybe you go to therapy and look at where the pattern originated so you can stop recreating the pattern.
Yeah.
That's all. It's a conversation about taking responsibility and getting out of your unconscious mind.
Yeah. That's
you'll make it happen. I tell you.
Isn't unconscious. Just to go back to grandma, that thing of, where did that go in her? Like, it was like that one statement was just like a bolt of lightning that just went
It did. It was it
boom
was
into somewhere.
Somewhere deep. And it triggered something deep in that woman. And it brought up, I guess, all of these deep feelings that she... I don't know her, so I don't know if she was... You know, how it all played out per se, but it dramatically changed the way that woman responded to that kid.
Yep. And the kid picked up
on it. And the kid immediately, consciously or unconsciously, then gravitated towards the other grandma.
Yep.
And I was like, that's remarkable.
It is remarkable.
Yeah. There was no, the kid had no preference prior. None.
God, we're funny people. God, we're interesting. Our dynamics are so fascinating to me.
I know. But if you can understand yourself.
Exactly.
That's when you can start to get out of your own way. That's why we are our own worst enemy. Yeah. In everything we do. As a species, what's the greatest threat to mankind? Mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. On every level.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's pollution or your own personal psychology and your issues, we are.
Yeah.
And the more we can understand ourselves and be present and be evolved and self-aware, the better things we'll get in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Deep. Okay, check this out. I am obsessed with our new sponsor, NatureBox.com. This is the bomb. There are no more excuses about not being able to find nutritious snacks, not knowing what to choose for a good snack option, not having the time to get snacks, blah, blah, blah. Here is a solution to your problem. NatureBox.com is a subscription-based service. They offer delicious and nutritious snack delivery on a monthly basis. So no matter what your dietary needs are, these guys have you covered. If you're vegan, if you're gluten-free, if you want non-GMO, you name it, they can handle it for you. Their products are made from wholesome ingredients and they abide by strict quality standards. They are Jillion approved. That means no high fructose corn syrup, no partially hydrogenated oils, no trans fats, no artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors, etc. They've got three boxes and three different price points, so there's options to fit everyone's needs and everyone's budget. Whether you're at home, whether you're going to the office, or if you're just on the go, these are snacks you can feel great about. And at any point, if you want to, you can pause your subscription or even cancel it. So what are you guys waiting for? For our listeners, NatureBox.com is going to offer 50% off your first month's box in any size. All you have to do is go to NatureBox.com/Jillion and get started today. It's that easy. All lowercase, NatureBox.com/Jillian. So check it out. It is awesome. So I just got home from being on tour, and I can't tell you how many of you guys came up to me and told me how you've lost a ton of weight and you want to become a trainer. You're working on becoming a trainer and it's always tomorrow. Why not today? Why not right now? This is not complicated, guys. I got to tell you that becoming a professional trainer was one of the best decisions I've made in my life. It's allowing me to do what I love and make a great living at it. And it's simple. All you have to do is go to the National Academy of Sports Medicine and get certified. You can earn great money in a career that you will love. And I got to tell you, certified personal trainers are in high demand right now. And the National Academy of Sports Medicine will help make your dreams a reality by guaranteeing that you will land a job within 90 days of earning your certification, or they're going to give you your money back. So get started with a free 14-day sneak peek of their fun, fast, easy online program. Simply go to usatrainer.com. Again, that's usatrainer.com. Check it out. Sign yourself up. usatrainer.com. What are you waiting for?
Segment.
Now here's
and
the thing.
I know you're scared.
I wanted so badly to make fun of you, but in reality, while we were deciding what segments to do, this is something that's important to Janice, and so I wanted to do it. So I wanted to be like, oh dear God, not a segment from Janice. But the truth of the matter is, And she told us about it. I was like, well, then do it. So here we are.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason I want to do it is because I took a, just before I came down here, I took a workshop at my dad's facility. They had the Alzheimer's Society came in and did a workshop. And it was just kind of a brief overall kind of covering of this things you should know.
Oh.
But I know many people, as many people are touched by someone in their family with breast cancer, as many or more are even still touched by someone in their family who is suffering, because the baby boomers is a very big demographic.
Yeah.
And many of them, you know, either are, anyway, it's a big.
Yeah.
So the biggest question is the difference between dementia and Alzheimer's. People all often ask that, and they say that dementia is an umbrella term. Alzheimer's falls under the umbrella of dementia. It's the biggest. So it's like 65% of dementia is Alzheimer's. But so there's testing that can be done to figure out if it is indeed Alzheimer's or if it is some other form of dementia.
Got it.
So then they say that every person with dementia, regardless of their loss, maintains a core self that can be reached. Because sometimes you think, I can't reach that person anymore. And
that's
they say there's something, there's somewhere you can reach them, you know, somewhere you can reach them. Big thing is meet them where they're at. This was fascinating to me because, you know, when you someone who has Alzheimer's or dementia, like the short-term memory goes first, right?
Okay.
But they can maintain the long-term memory for a while. So they say meet them where they're at. So they'll go, if they go, why don't you know me anymore? You know, and to question them just brings on anxiety because they're struggling, because the brain can't, the brain can't withhold information anymore. So they're struggling to figure it out. So meet them where they're at. If they're like, oh, didn't I go to school with you? Like, they might be 20 years old. That's where the brain can go. They might be in a 20-year-old. So how are they going to know I'm your daughter when they're 20 years old? I wasn't even invented them. So go to where they're at.
Okay.
Yes, I went to, and they call it kind of.
Oh, so if they say, didn't I go to school with you? I thought you were saying.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like, how would you know they were 20 years old? If they said, didn't I go to school with you? Yeah, I gotcha.
Meet
okay.
Meet them where they're at, because it just causes anxiety. And you know what? What does it hurt? That was the biggest thing she stressed at the workshop was, what does it hurt you to say, yeah, we did go to school. I think we were in high jump together or something. Does it really hurt?
Maybe people wonder that you're like reaffirming
true
this fantasy, and they might be concerned that that would only hurt them. But it's obviously sounds like that's not the case, because it is what it is. What's
it
done
is what
is done.
It is. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So meet them where they're at. A lot of times when you do go into some, and they want to go home, like if they are put into a facility, which is a big step to go from home to the facility, it has to happen sometimes, because people start to wander. In my case, for my dad, he was wandering, it became really dangerous. For my mom, he went through an angry stage. My dad had to go in a facility, right? Sometimes. And a lot of times when they first go in the facility, you'll hear them, they want to go home. I'll go in to visit my dad, and when that lady will grab my arm and say, please take me home. I want to go home. I want to go home. I want to see my mom.
Eek.
You know, and it's what she explained was, it's not so much that they want to go to the physical home. Home is like it's more of a familiar feeling.
Huh.
Like home is more of a feeling than actually, oh, I want to go to my address, my old address.
Right.
So, and she talks about reflecting that feeling. Like, oh, what is it about home? You know, it sounds like we have this fear of lying to people with dementia or Alzheimer's. There is a fear about lying, and it's not really lying. It's kind of
placating.
I don't even
know
if it's
when you play with a 3-year-old, though.
I suppose.
It's
yeah.
The same way Lou is Katy Perry and Heidi's John Mayer. And we play.
Yeah. And
it's the same thing.
In
it allows
sense,
you to connect with the kid, and who cares if they think, you know, it's like, that's where she's at.
Right. So don't disagree with them. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, and touch is really important too. You know, touch and hug as much as you can. And redirect their attention. That was a thing she saw. You know, like if they're like, I want to go home, and go, hey, isn't that a cool look at Matlock's on? Let's go sit and watch Matlock.
Same thing with kids.
Right. So you'd redirect it. You know,
it
is. And it's interesting you say kids, because they say, remember, these people aren't children. You know, like, because you'll hear some caregivers go, oh, mommy, do you need to go pee-pee? It's like,
eek.
Oh, sweet Jesus. This is a 70-year-old woman who, or 80-year-old woman who's lived a very pure, beautiful life. It's not mommy gotta go pee-pee. You know what I mean?
Like, well, at the same time, you in theory, they say you're not even supposed to talk to your kids like that. Really? Talk to them like they're a fully realized human being.
Interesting.
Like, hey, sweetheart, do you need to use the bathroom? Why don't you go potty before we leave? I say potty, but like, yeah. You know, why don't you go potty before we leave? Like, I don't talk to Lou like that.
Oh, see, that's cool. That's cool because there's nothing that irritates me more is when I hear it. And, you know, it's because we struggle. We weren't taught how to do this. This isn't something we're taught to do is to deal with aging parents. We're not taught that. So we do the best we can, but you kind of go, Jesus, you know, don't talk to them like that. They're not pee-pee poo-poo.
Yeah, but dude, again, here's another parallel. You say that because that's what you're dealing with. No one ever taught me how to be a mother either.
True.
And as much as you could say, oh, you model your own parents, well, sure. But it's like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard someone say that they don't come with a manual, and they don't.
Yeah.
You don't know. And it's like, it's kind of like what you're doing, where you're seeking out expert advice, trying to get, you know, what's the best way to handle it. And but what strikes me about all of this is like, as very little literal information, like taking it for what it is. It has value. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know is, why did you want to share it, and what does it mean to you? Because I think there's more to it than that.
Why do I want to share it?
Yeah, why did you want to share it?
Because I definitely saw the mistakes I made with my father.
Really?
Things that I could have improved, things I wished I had done, and now I can't take back. So at least I'm like, maybe I can pay it forward. I know what I see on a constant basis is in the facility where my dad is when a new family comes in. And you see the deer in headlights. Everybody's in shock.
Yeah.
The person, the loved one who's going in the facility is in shock. The family's in shock. They don't know what to do. They feel an incredible amount of guilt. There's tremendous guilt around putting your person in, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think there's a gap in the information, you know. And then they offer these workshops and like maybe there was a handful of people there. Well, you know what, there should have been, the place should have been packed.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't want to know. It's like, oh, we're so overwhelmed by it. So that is why I wanted to talk, you know. And it's, there's just not enough. And I'm glad that the Canadian Alzheimer's Society, and I know the U.S. Alzheimer's Society, they're doing great research. And people go, well, why haven't you found a cure yet? Why? They're getting there.
Is there a cure? I mean, it's old frickin' age.
Well, but they have found there's medications that can slow things down. They've gone big steps in the medications. But no, there is, you can't, you can't reverse it.
I mean, my answer would be,
But Jillian, it's not just old age.
It's not?
Dementia, because there's people getting Alzheimer's in their 60s.
What?
Yeah. There's people that are getting, really? There's early onset. And so Alzheimer's, that's why I say Alzheimer's and dementia dementia is the umbrella. Alzheimer's is the disease. It is a disease.
Wow.
There's plaque and tangles. They show you the look of a brain.
No.
There's physical changes to the brain. You have the normal brain and then a brain of an Alzheimer's patient.
When you
and
say plaque, is that the same thing as like heart disease?
I guess medically,
like artery?
Yeah, their plaque gets in the neurons and whatever, in the brain.
Then I would wonder if that can be slowed by a healthier lifestyle. Do you think that's possible? I don't know anything about
that.
Alzheimer's.
That I don't know.
I know nothing about it, truthfully.
I don't know that. I know that there is medication that can slow the process down. That I know. I think that's why they talk about that's why, you know, the neuroplasticity, which we've talked about, you know, keeping the brain always challenging, doing crosswords and all that stuff. You can keep it maybe at bay for longer, but
you know, it's funny. Heidi's dad is like 70, I think it's 4. And, I mean, this guy, sharp as a tack, this guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's frighteningly so, right? But years ago, he'd had a stroke. I mean, the family have now been through this as a family, I think, 4 times. And this is the only thing the doctors could come up with, all right? He gets sick, a cold, stomach flu, whatever. Next thing you know, they're in the hospital and he doesn't know his name. He doesn't know where he's from. He doesn't know his name. He doesn't know who his wife is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oh my God, he's had a stroke. No, it wasn't a stroke. Oh my God, like, you know, I want to hear something terrible. The 4th time they couldn't figure it out, I was like, maybe he's got herpes encephalitis. This is why you don't Google things on the internet.
Oh, yeah, because,
I was like, oh my God, he's got all the signs. It's like, it's actually like a, anyway, which is totally irrelevant. And like, I was like, he needs a spinal tap to make a meningitis. Like, he'd been through it 4 times, right? And then they'd hydrate him and they'd get sugar in him and then he'd be fine. And the conclusion was that because of the stroke, there was a certain part of his brain that when he gets dehydrated, it affects that part of his brain. And then he rehydrates and he's fine. But for this period of time, mm-hmm. whether it's 2 days and sometimes it's even been 3 days, it's as though he has full-blown dementia.
Wow.
And Heidi was like, had never seen it until over the holidays, because that's her dad. They were here when it happened because my kids got them sick. And she was like, honey, he did not know how many kids he had. He did not know, like, who my mom was. And she was like, it was scary. She mm-hmm. was scared.
Well,
she was like,
scary.
It really disturbed her. And she's like, and you know what upset me even more is that a lot of the time I could tell that he knew what he wanted to say mm-hmm. and he couldn't say it. And it was frustrating because she was like, it was like he was trapped in there, mm. which is like what you said, where it was sort of like there's a way to reach that person.
Core, yeah.
And I just remembered going, oh God, help us. You know, like when we have to deal with this with one of our parents, you know, or with ourselves. And it's really hard. Maria Shriver's father died of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I remember when all that was going on for her was about the time that I was working with her. And I mean, she just said it was a devastating disease.
Very much so.
Devastating. Because you're watching this person that you had known. And it's like, it's not just watching them, oh, they become frail. Like, they were physically strapping and now they're frail. It's, you're watching their personality go away and their memories of you go away, and it's painful on a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I like those tips for all the reasons that you mentioned, but it also, I think, to a certain extent, helps you find a way to still stay connected.
And they say that you know, I can say, well, my dad doesn't know me anymore, so what's the point of me going up?
Yeah.
And you know, and a lot of people, they struggle. They have expectations, like, why don't you remember me? But the thing is, I think, and she said it, and I think it's Maya Angelou who is her quote. It's, and I won't say it right, but it's not what you do, it's not what you say, but it's how you make someone feel.
Aww.
And it was very powerful, and that's what she said, that you may go up to see your dad and it, he's not understanding what you're saying, he's not recognizing
yeah.
you, but there's something about the way that I can make, and you know,
yeah.
my family can make him feel
right.
that gives comfort, and it's very
right.
powerful.
She's Maya Angelou, of course she's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. So, you know, I mean, anyway, there's so much information, there's great information out there, you know, if you are someone who's struggling with someone in your family, anyway, there's ways to visit. There's ways to speak to them. There's things that you can learn to arm yourself so it's your expectations aren't too high when you go in. And because if you have expectations, it's disappointing for you,
mm.
and it's also disappointing for your loved one.
I like it, Manus.
So, there you go.
Well, see, you didn't ruin the show.
Oh. You're incorrigible.
Oh, no. We're taking your email questions right now. Here we go. God, there's some good ones here. It's kind of a tough one to answer. So get ready for a long answer. Hello, Jillian. We want to buy one piece of exercise equipment. Ages that will use this are 13, 15, 18, 19, and adults. Concerns are general fitness and water polo. So much to choose from. And not enough money to buy many pieces. Thought if I got the kids started now, maybe it will become a part of their lifestyle. Thanks for the help, Marilyn. Oh boy, this is tough. All right, let's start with what not to buy, Marilyn. Don't buy any kind of ab cruncher. Those are crap. Let's get those out of the way. No ab crunching, six pack ab, blah, blah, blah. Dump it. Don't buy something for one part of the body. So don't buy like the perfect push-up machine. That's going to be, you know, those perfect push-ups, they work, but they're useless for you. So don't buy a piece of equipment that will isolate a body part. That's a waste of your time. You need something that is going to provide you guys with overall fitness if you're buying one piece of equipment. Now, I always turn around and I say, if I was to buy something for my house, I would buy a piece of cardio equipment. Because I think it's really hard to do cardio without equipment. I mean, you could sit there and you could jump rope, you could do jumping jacks, you could do march in place, high kicks, high knees, butt kicks, blah. Shut up, Janice. You could climb the stairs. You could.
No, this the
marching. Well, dude, this is my point is that it's ridiculous for the most part.
Just the visual.
I'll have you know that Leslie Sansone made a very good living off of walking off the pounds. Shut up. Are you done?
I'm done now.
Good. So, all right. You have the ability to do a cardiovascular workout with your own body weight, but I got to tell you, if you've ever tried to jump rope for 30 minutes, like it, you know, you'll want to die. I can't do it for more than 5 and I feel like dying. So, or jumping jacks for that matter or any of it. Like I work them into intervals in my exercise DVDs, but that's because they're so hard. I work them in as high intensity intervals. So I always say a piece of cardio equipment. Now the cardio equipment that I like obviously is going to be a treadmill. I'm always into a treadmill. I created an incline trainer because the cool thing about incline training is that you can run on it if you want to run. But if you don't have the ability to run or you have an injury or if you're significantly overweight, it can be dangerous because of the impact. Incline training, running has nothing to do with weight loss. Weight loss is all about time and intensity. So you can create that same intensity on an incline without the impact. Speed is not the key. Intensity is the key. You can create just as much intensity climbing uphill as you could running and burn just as many calories, if not more, without the impact. Now, I do love running, and for people, well, I don't love it, but I love it as a fat burning exercise. And if you're capable of doing it, then an incline trainer, you can run on it, you can walk on it, you can incline train on it. And it's going to be the most effective form of cardio. I like it better than a bike. That's less effective. I like it better than an elliptical. That's less effective. Who's going to put a stair machine in their house? That's not going to happen. And it's not as versatile. And a row machine. I mean, these things are just not practical. So if you were to buy one piece of cardio equipment, an incline trainer is the answer. Hands down. Now, if you were to buy a piece of fitness equipment, then I would say, you know, a total gym, I guess. I mean, it's kind of silly looking machine, but the reality is that you need something that you can train whole body on. You know, you need something that you can do back, chest, legs, these total gyms, or, you know, you have the ability to train various muscle groups on the body, every muscle group on the body. I would tell you though, go with the cardio equipment simply because you can do your body weight training with just your resistance training with just your body. It's going to be better than a piece of equipment anyway. Push-ups for chest, sit-ups, crunches, planks, plank moves for abs, lunges, squats, plies, wall sits, leg lifts, pelvic tilts, all for lower body. You can get a light pair of dumbbells or some tubing and you can work back and arms. Game over. There's your whole body. And you don't need to spend thousands of dollars on a piece of weightlifting equipment when you can do all that stuff with your own body weight. And, you know, I don't see kids, you know, on these pieces of equipment. Now, here's my last answer on this. Okay. In an attempt to provide some versatility and in an attempt to meet the age range you've given me, 13 to adult, I would say, what about a Nintendo Wii? Because you have the ability to do all different activities on there, from Dance Dance Revolution for the kids to yoga, Pilates. I've created a boot camp video game on there. There's so much that you could do on that. So many different kinds of workouts. And it's fun. And it has competition mode. And it's social for the entire family. And it gets the kids started on something that's not tedious and not a chore. I think that it's an awesome way to get the family fit, get them fit together. And it has versatility in there for everybody. Because you can always walk around the neighborhood and you can always use your own body weight. So I also think this is a great way to go. Wow. See, I told you that was a long answer. Woo. All right. Moving on. hey, Jillian. I wonder what your take on the acai berry diet is. I've heard so many good things, but I don't really know the benefits. Thanks, Lance. I don't even know what that is, Lance. No, I know the berry, but what's the berry diet? I mean, give me a break. Is it a diet of berries? I mean, come on. Here's the thing. The acai berry, it's an antioxidant berry. Awesome. Game over. So's the raspberry and so's the blueberry and you know what I mean? And like garlic is an antioxidant and we could go on and on. So if we want to pick one food with antioxidants, there are millions to choose from. I don't think that we should focus on one berry as the crux of a diet. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. So the reality is that there are, you know, the universal rule when it comes to a diet is calorie control. All right. Implement calorie control. And then if you want to incorporate superfoods for health and wellness, anti-aging, great. Work it into your calorie allowance. But don't think that it's one berry. That is not the answer. It's monounsaturated fatty acids and making sure that you're getting enough minerals in your diet, like selenium and zinc and magnesium and iron, all to support metabolism. And, it's not just the acai berry. Make sure you're getting enough garlic. You know, that's a great antioxidant detox or a boost testosterone. It's great for heart health. So, you know, people are always turning around being like, oh, it's noni juice from, the Tahitian islands that has been harvested in the light of the full moon by monks. I mean, you know, it's like, it's always something. So I'm not saying that the berry's not great for you. I'm sure it is good for you and that's awesome, but it is not the foundation for a diet. That's absurd. Calorie control and high quality foods and a variety of foods are the key to any healthy, well-balanced diet.
That's harsh.
What? I said it was fine.
I know, but you're a little hard on the berry.
I'm a little hard on the berry. What are you talking about?
I'm hard on the acai berry.
Asahi? We're not going for sushi. It's not a beer. Asahi. There's no H in there. Anyway, that's it. I'm ending the show.
And don't forget to check out Blue Apron subscription service with no commitment. You can cancel anytime you want. Go to blueapron.com/Jillian. It's great for you, great for families, great for couples, people on the go who want a healthier alternative to takeout. Blueapron.com/Jillian has you covered.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.